Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 31st. Once again, I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. I hope that you stay safe out there during these celebrations, and hopefully these bull markets can continue into next year. The grains closed mixed. March corn up 9.5 cents, closing at 484. I think that's the 14th out of 14 days we've closed higher in the corn. Really an amazing run here. March wheat down a quarter, 640.5, but we did make a new contract high, 644.5. Obviously, corn made a new contract high and high close. March beans up 10.5 cents at 1311. New contract high and high close. The contract high is 1320.75. So once again, the dryness in Argentina is taking center stage over anything else. The exports weren't bad, which were a little encouraging out here. The fact that Argentina suspended their corn exports is a little bit friendly, but I don't see much out here. Funds continue just to expand their long positions in the corn, beans, meal, and oil. I think the funds are close to 350,000 long corn. I don't know that they've ever had that big of a position. Maybe back in 12, they had a 400,000 position, but I don't remember it being quite that big. At any rate, the RSI, the relative strength, is up to 93 to 94. I think we're incredibly overbought, and we'll see what the new year brings. The beans, again, higher, I think, 13 out of the last 14 days, something like that. We totally obliterated the key reversal from earlier in the week and, closed it on contract highs here. We expected to close on contract highs make contract highs the last day of the year, and we certainly did that here today. Now we'll have to see whether there's a whole nother level of upside coming. Keep in mind, one good 2 or 3 inch rain in Argentina sends this market down south in a hurry. So, right now it'd be like getting, rains in July for us, and that can help certainly make a corn crop out here. But if they don't get them over the next 2 weeks, who knows? Everybody's counting on these carryouts to be lowered significantly. I think corn will be down, I don't know, maybe 200-300 million bushels. I think beans will be lower. I wouldn't even guess. But I don't think it's going to be quite as low as people think. I think the Chinese have backed off buying in here. The higher prices are going to make some adjustments. So I really have to question how much lower it's going to be. And certainly at these prices, it has to be a very, very low carryout on both corn and beans. So we'll see what happens over the next 3 or 4 days with Argentinian weather. We could come in and be 20 higher. We could come in and be 20 lower in both corn and beans. Who knows? That's about it. Have a great New Year's, and we'll be back on Monday.